Chapter 13 Tweaking. Sometimes, when she rode hard, when she could really prod, Chevette got free of everything. The city, her body, even time. That was the messenger's high, she knew, and though it felt like freedom, it was really the melding with, the clicking in, that did it. The bike between her legs was like some hyper-evolved alien tail she'd somehow extruded, as though over patient centuries, a sweet and intricate bone machine, grown Lexan-armored tires, near-frictionless bearings and gas-filled shocks. She was entirely part of this city, then, one wild-ass little dot of energy and matter, and she made her thousand choices, instant to instant, according to how the traffic flowed, how rain glinted on the streetcar tracks, how a secretary's mahogany hair fell like grace itself, exhausted to the shoulders of her loden coat. And she was starting to get that now, in spite of everything. If she just let go, quit thinking, let her mind sink down into the machinery of bone and gear ring and carbon-wound Japanese paper. But Sammy Sal swerved in beside her, bass pumping from his bike's bone conduction beatbox. She had to bunny the curb to keep from going over on a BART grate. Her tires left black streaks as the particle brakes caught, Sammy Sal braking in tandem, his fluoro rims strobing, fading.
"Something eating you, little honey?" His hand on her arm, rough and angry. "Like maybe some wonder product makes you smarter, faster, huh? Let me go. No way. I got you this job. You're gonna blow it. I'm gonna know why."
He slammed his other palm on the black foam around his bars, killing the music.
"Please, Sammy. I gotta get up to Skinner's." He let go of her arm. "Why?"
She started to cough, caught it, took three deep breaths.
"You ever steal anything, Sammy Sal? I mean, when you were working?"
Sammy Sal looked at her.
"No," he said finally. "But I've been known to fuck the clients."
Chevette shivered.
"Not me."
"No," Sammy Sal said. "But you don't pull tags all the places I do. Besides, you're a girl."
"But I stole something last night from this guy's pocket up at this party at the Hotel Morrissey."
Sammy Sal licked his lips.
"How come you had your hand in his pocket? He's somebody you know?"
"He was some asshole," Chevette said.
"Oh, him. Think I met him.
Gave me a hard time. It was sticking out of his pocket."
"You sure it was his pocket this hard time sticking out of?"
"Sammy Sal," she said, "this is serious. I'm scared shitless." He was looking at her close.
"That it? You scared? Stole some shit? You scared?"
"Bunny says some security guys called up Allied, even called up Wilson and everything, looking for me."
"Shit,"
Sammy Sal said, still studying her.
"I thought you high on Dancer. Thought Bunny found out. Come after you, gonna chew your little bitch ear off. You just scared?"
She looked at him.
"That's right." "Well," he said, digging his fingers into the black foam. "What you scared of?"
"Scared they'll come up to Skinner's and find him."
"Find what?"
"These glasses."
"Spy, baby, shot? Looking like Alice and all?"
He drummed his fingers on the black foam.
"These black glasses, like sunglasses, but you can't see through them."
Sammy Sal tilted his beautiful head to one side.
"What's that mean?"
"They're just black."
"Sunglasses?"
"Yeah, but just black."
"Huh," he said. "You had been fucking the clients, but only just the cute ones like me. You'd know what those are. Tell you don't have that many upscale boyfriends, pardon me. You date you some architect, some brain surgeon, you'd know what those are."
His hand came up, forefinger flicking the corroded ball chain that dangled from the zip tab at the neck of Skinner's jacket.
"Those VL glasses. Virtual light."
She'd heard of it, but she wasn't sure what it was.
"They expensive, Sammy Sal?" "Shit, yes. About as much as a Japanese car. Not all that much more, though. Got these little EMP drivers round the lenses. Work your optic nerves direct. Friend of mine, he'd bring a pair home from the office where he worked. Landscape architects. Put 'em on. You go out walking. Everything looks normal. But every plant you see, every tree, there's this little label hanging there, what its name is. Latin under that. But they're solid black. Not if you turn them on, they aren't. Turn them on, they don't even look like sunglasses, just make you look, I don't know, serious. He grinned at her. You look too damn serious anyway. That's your problem.
She shivered.
Come back up to Skinner's with me, Sammy, okay? Don't like heights much, he said. That little box blew right off the top of that bridge one night. Please, Sammy, this thing's got me tweaking. Be okay riding with you, but I stop and I start thinking about it. I'm scared I'm going to freeze up. What'll I do? Maybe I get there and it's the cops. What'll Skinner say? The cops come up there. Maybe I go into work tomorrow and Bunny cans me. What'll I do?
Sammy Sal gave her the look he'd given her the night she asked him to get her on at Allied. Then he grinned, mean and funny, all those sharp white teeth.
Keep it between your legs, then. Come on, you try to keep up.
He bongoed off the curb, his fluoro rims flaring neon white when he came down, pumping. He must have thumbed play then, because she caught the bass throbbing as she came after him through the traffic.